Hey bitches, welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm your host Natalie and happy almost Christmas. Christmas is literally but a day away. Okay, not a day, it's more like a week. The day this launches, it's Thursday. So it's less than a week away, guys. Isn't that so crazy? Honestly, I feel like, again, as I have said multiple times and I probably sound like a broken record, Christmas is probably our shortest celebrated holiday in my opinion because the people that love Halloween, no one shits on them really for, you know, wanting to be all spooky and shit in August and September and October. But all of a sudden you pull out your Christmas tree before it's Thanksgiving and everyone has their panties in a knot. It's like, girl, this is the holliest, jolliest time of year. And even though I am a Christmas girl like through and through, I still love Halloween. I still love Thanksgiving. I love any excuse to be extra. But guys, it is almost Christmas and today's episode is going to be all about holiday traditions, whether if this is a tradition that you have done your whole life, a tradition that you want to start implementing. I'm going to read to you guys some of the listener submissions for today's episode and I'm so excited. Hopefully you guys are listening to this in plenty of time to maybe still incorporate some of these before Christmas, but if not, you can definitely incorporate some of these for next year and, you know, Christmas is to come, so let's start with our first submission. Here we go. Building each child their own Christmas tree. Okay, that is actually so cute, and I saw someone say that their son's birthday is, it's either on Christmas or right around Christmas, so he gets a birthday tree, and that is so adorable and, like, warms my heart. And now that I'm thinking about it, because I was supposed to be born on Christmas and my dad's birthday is 2 days after Christmas, like, why doesn't my dad have a birthday tree? Gonna have to talk to him about that this year when I go to Ohio, which, by the way, on the day I'm recording, this is the 18th. I will be in Ohio probably by this time tomorrow. It's such a short flight. And also, like, literally pausing on the first submission. One thing I love slash hate about flying is with United specifically, they will tax on like 20, 30 minutes. So my flight says hour 50 minutes. It's going to be more like an hour and 30. And on the way back, it's showing hour 20, but it's really like basically less than an hour. And you know, if you fly, it takes like what, 10, 15 minutes to get to the point where they're like, okay, you can use your cellular devices, you can walk about the cabin, you can, you know, unbuckle your seatbelts. You're basically, after you hit that point, in the air for like 30 minutes, and then they're like, we are now preparing for our descent. So the flight is no biggie, thank God, but I'm so excited to be in Ohio to celebrate Christmas with my family. Anyways, building each child their own Christmas tree is so cute, and I'm wondering, like, do you have a huge Christmas tree as, like, your family tree also, or does everyone get a huge tree? That is such a cute idea. I know my mom always had, like, she still has little Christmas trees all over the house, and my brother and I specifically would have, like, a little Christmas tree in our rooms, too. Mine was usually either a white one or a pink one, but I love the idea of each kid getting their own Christmas tree. Next submission, always, always, always watch I'll Be Home for Christmas with Jonathan Taylor Thomas swoon on Christmas Eve. Now that I'm thinking about it, have I ever watched I'll Be Home for Christmas? Let's be real. I'm going to be real with you guys. My favorite Christmas movies, and I think the only Christmas movies I've seen, which I'm probably not accurate about this. I love Elf. I love all the Santa Claus with, what's the guy's name? Don't come for me, but it's Tim Allen. That's who. Tim Allen. The Santa Claus, it's, what is it, like 1, 2, 3, and 4? I don't know. I love those. I love Home Alone, but I will definitely have to add I'll Be Home for Christmas into the lineup. And if you guys are not an Elf lover, I mean, I am judging you, but I would love to know what everyone's favorite Christmas movie is, because I feel like no matter what, no matter what's going on, I will make time to watch Elf. That is the one movie, and I won't even lie, that's the only movie that I've watched as of now, December 18th. Here is the third submission. When my Nana was alive, from the time we could talk, she would take us to Hallmark and get Hallmark ornaments every single year. We have over 200 Hallmark ornaments thanks to her. I want to start this tradition with my children. That is so sweet. Oh my gosh. I have obviously so many memories with so many people in my life, but there are just like certain memories that will live within me, and I hope to recreate with my own children and grandchildren, and a lot of them are with my grandma, my mom's mom. We call her my Babu, and we have just so many silly, goofy memories of us like just being little girly girls. And one thing very similar to this, we would also go to Hallmark, and I would always feel like I was just walking into a winter wonderland. There was always a Hallmark in the mall in Arizona, and it was just so fun. And another thing we would do would be, we would do weekend sleepovers. My brother and I would like alternate on who would stay the night with my grandparents once we hit a certain age when we were like, you know, too much to handle the two of us, or we just wanted our, you know, our own time with our grandma and grandpa. So, and then that would also allow us to have like one-on-one time with my parents. It was actually so special. But anyways, my Babu and I, we would usually go out to breakfast. And then after that, we would go to, I don't know if it was the Webkin store or if it was just somewhere where they literally had Webkins, and I would always get a new Webkins and a new little giblet for my Crocs. It was like such a time to be alive. Next submission. Holiday tradition. My fiance and I go to a super fancy restaurant on Christmas Eve. It's a whole thing. We get dressed up and we pick a place that we wouldn't normally go to. It's usually a place we spend a few hundred dollars on for the meal. We only eat at these fancy restaurants on Christmas Eve. That is so sweet, and I love that because not only are you finding another way to make Christmas Eve so special, you're also like kind of treating the people that are serving you like at the restaurant. And I'm assuming like, you know, you're spending a couple hundred dollars on the meal. You're also probably tipping very well. I love when I see people, especially like influencers, going out and kind of just gathering money together and giving a big tip to someone. Now, does it sometimes come off as a little bit tacky when someone like records someone going up to like a homeless person and giving them a check? A little bit, but it also is so heartwarming to see that because it's like, it's so nice to see people giving back. Slight intermission because Peach is chewing on the Christmas tree. Peach, no. Why do you always do this when I'm recording? She's like, girl, I want to fucking speak to the girlies too. Peach, we got so lucky with because she does not normally ever chew on the Christmas tree. She's only doing it because the sun is shining on a specific ornament and she's trying to get to it. But most days that the Christmas tree is up, she kind of just ignores it or just lays on the skirt underneath the tree. But yeah, she is not like my family cat Ollie, how he will literally sleep within the tree, bend the branches, chew the lights, which now my family Christmas tree in Ohio, we can't even have the Christmas tree illuminated because this little kitty likes to chew through everything. And you know, I hope next year he kind of gets some chill, because how are you gonna have a Christmas tree and it not be lit up, girl? Next submission. Pajama party. Everyone dresses up in matching PJs, then we eat and play games. We end the night watching a Christmas movie outside by the fire pit. That is so sweet. I feel like every single family except for my family growing up would do matching pajamas, and you know, I don't hate on it, I do love it. But I think just like being cozy overall is such a vibe. And, you know, I love a family game night. My family is so competitive. And honestly, maybe scratch that. My dad and I are so competitive. And it would get to a point where my brother and my mom would be like, we are not playing games with you guys because you two take it to a different level for absolutely no reason. But especially when my cousins would come in town on my mom's side, we would do so many family poker nights and just game nights, and it was just so much fun, and I have so many fond memories doing that growing up, and that's another one that I can't wait to recreate with my future family. Next submission. Ever since I was little, my grandpa would make us peppermint shakes on Christmas Eve after my siblings and I opened one of our presents under the tree. We still carry on this tradition even after my grandpa passed and my siblings and I are all adults now. Oh my gosh, the way I almost just cried. That is so freaking sweet, and I love that a few of these submissions have been something that you're doing with your grandparents, because it's like, as you get older, you tend to, I don't want to say like lose the Christmas spirit, but I mean, like, if anyone has any children listening, maybe like pause, because once you, you know, learn the gut-wrenching, heart-breaking truth that Santa Claus is not real, and like, you know what I mean, you all know where you were when you found out Santa Claus wasn't real. For me, my cousins told me, and I was devastated. I went to my mom and interrogated her, and she just like finally cracked and was like, okay. And you know, I was so devastated, but I'm pretty sure my cousins found out because their parents like just straight up told them. And we were like low-key young, but I mean, maybe some people find out younger. I want to say I was like 11. And, you know, if you can preserve your child believing in Santa for as long as possible, I think that is the move. But once you, you know, realize that Santa Claus is not real, which every time I watch Elf, I low-key believe in Santa Claus just a little bit. It makes me feel like, you know what? You never know. You never know. 1 year, you never fucking know. You never know. There might be something special under the tree that no one else put there. But anywhozy, when you get older and, you know, you're not believing in Santa Claus, you tend to enjoy the holidays a bit more when there's a child in your life, whether if it's a niece, a nephew, your own child, a grandchild. And you can see their, like, childlike spirit. And, you know, it just makes it so much more special when you get to create those memories for them and you get to be Santa Claus for them. So I bet it was so just, like, fulfilling for your grandparents and my grandparents to make these memories with you that are going to not only stick with you, but stick with them. And yeah, it's just, that's just super sweet. The peppermint shakes sound so good. And also, my dad was a stickler and never let us open one present on Christmas Eve. And, you know, I respect it, but I love all the people that have the memory of opening one Christmas present on Christmas Eve. And now this is one of my, or a few of my holiday traditions. I wrote in just so I can, you know, see it all in one thing and not go bouncing off the walls, as we all know I do. Okay, so this is my answer. Growing up, one of our family traditions every Christmas Eve was to read this one Christmas book, which honestly, I forget what the name of the book was. It might have been The Night Before Christmas. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But my brother now has the book, and I'm pretty sure he reads it to his two sons, which is, like, so adorable. But another tradition is our Christmas breakfast. So my family is not big on breakfast, but Christmas morning is when everyone shows up and shows out. And my job, ever since I, you know, was able to help, was making these scrambled eggs, or at least assisting with it. And I will never forget when I was promoted to the elite employee and I was making the mimosas. And I guess I will say the biggest tradition in our family on Christmas, which my mother does not love, but it is dragging out opening presents for as long as possible. Christmas 2020 took us over 3 hours to open gifts for 6 people and one dog, our dog Winston. One of the people being like a 6-month-old. It was Asher's first Christmas. And as I mentioned earlier, I know a lot of people do matching family pajamas on Christmas Eve and open up the one gift beforehand. But I am kind of glad that my family didn't do that because it keeps the anticipation for Christmas, if you get what I'm saying. And one specific tradition that my dad has kept going is being as creative and sneaky as possible with wrapping gifts most years and throwing us all off so we have no idea like who has what wrapping paper and we can't predict our gifts prior to Christmas morning. You know, like when you know what you put on your Christmas gift and on your Christmas list and you're like, oh, that looks like it could be the packaging for that. But needless to say, you know, my dad would get us every single year with whatever tricks he had up his sleeve. And the most notable year where my dad bamboozled us was my brother and I. So my dad was like, okay, Natalie, this is your wrapping paper. Zach, this is your wrapping paper. And all of my gifts were inside this one big box. There was one huge box with my dedicated wrapping paper and Zach's dedicated wrapping paper. There was all of these packages that were similar to things that he asked. So every year he basically asked for kind of the same things, but like without fail, there will usually be a pair of white Vans, which I don't think he's asked for in a year or so, but usually white Vans and a whole bunch of Xbox games, right? So he's looking, he's like, oh, I got this, I got that, I got that. I don't know what the hell you got. You got this big box and I'm crying leading up to Christmas. I'm like, I didn't ask for anything of that size. So it comes Christmas morning, you know, I'm like being a brat and my dad pulls the old switcheroo and he's like, hands us a little piece of wrapping paper and he'll usually put the wrapping paper like in the stocking or sometimes he does. And I see that the wrapping paper was switched. So I start laughing. I'm like, ha ha, like that looks like the exact wrapping of all of my things. I don't know what the hell you got in that big box, but I got everything. So Zach opens the box and all of his gifts were inside, like wrapped individually. So that was a funny little sneaky thing that my dad did. And I so look forward to doing that to my own kids because it just makes it fun. And instead of everyone ripping through all their gifts at once and Christmas being like a 10-minute high, we like to drag it out. And some people might be opposed to that, but I really love it. And I look forward to it every year or so. I can't wait to report back on how our Christmas goes this year because now this will be Maddox's second Christmas and he's a year and some change, so he won't be like, you know, 2 months old. And I'm so excited because now that my nephew Asher, he's almost 5 years old, it's just so fun and exciting seeing him get so excited over his gifts and, you know, the Santa-like spirit that is pumping through his veins. So I hope you guys have an amazing holiday. holiday weekend, you know, holiday break, whatever. If you're in school, if you're working, maybe you only get a day off. But I hope you guys have so much fun with your family, your friends, your loved ones, whoever you are wanting to see. I hope you get to see them. I hope if you're wanting a white Christmas that you get one. And if you don't want a white Christmas, that you don't get one. Make sure to drink up the rest of the holiday drinks that are at all of your favorite coffee places, because I was sadly disappointed when we went to Starbucks and they did not have my pecan. What is it? Honestly, I forget the name of it now. Oh, the pecan crunch oat milk latte. Yeah, they're out of it, even though it still shows on the Starbucks sign. Fucking don't even get me started on that, because it makes me so upset. But anyways, I hope you guys are having a great day, great week, great life. And it is so crazy that 2025 is around the corner. It's in like a fortnight, which I just learned that Fortnite is 2 weeks. If it's not 2 weeks, don't come for me. If we get enough submissions on the holiday family drama or just any holiday drama after you guys, you know, go through Christmas, then we will do one last episode of the season. But if not, then this will be the last episode of season two. This was like an actual full season. Season one was from August to December. And I am just so thankful for you guys for everything that you do for me, for every like, share, comment, download, follow, subscription, subscribe. Anyways, you know what I'm trying to say. The coffee is like hitting my brain and I have to do 100 things. I have to wrap one last package and continue packing for my flight tomorrow. I hope if you guys are flying home for the holidays, you have a safe flight. And you know, this will not be the last that you hear from me. Just follow me on the podcast Instagram and I will be giving you guys updates there. I hope you guys enjoyed your nap time. I love you so fucking much. And if you have any holiday drama, feel free to write in. It will be in the episode description details. If you have some drama from years past, write in. If you have any drama that happens over Christmas time, write in. And it will probably be aired sometime before the first of the year. But also New Year's Eve plans. I'm so excited. I got invited to an event in Brooklyn for a little EDM show, which is going to be so exciting. So hope if you guys have any New Year's Eve plans, you stay safe. If any of you are sick out there, make sure to take your supplements, girl, drink your water, and, you know, just show grace to yourself and others. And, you know, we made it through another fucking year, guys. I love you so much, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.